Welcome everybody. April 12th, 2011. I was meditating right before the call, and I felt the presence of Yogi Bhajan come in and the other angels and guides, and they're so happy we're all together. And thank you everybody for keeping the energy going while I was gone on my trip to the heart of the Andes, Ecuador. A lot of mother energy, which is actually springing up all over the planet, so I found an infusion of mother energy there, but I also feel mother energy here. So I'm realizing it's very concentrated there because of the nature and because of the land, which is just pure mountains and trees and water flowing and the indigenous culture and the rainforest. But the mother energy is also here, so I'm just experiencing that everywhere on the planet, although I haven't been lots of other places right now, but I'm being directed to go more places. The mother energy is springing up with each thought and each connection with the breath and with the heart and each connection that when we breathe and we breathe love through our bodies, the mother just rushes into us and springs forth and brings forth new life, which is what's happening astrologically on the planet right now. But first, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and tune in with Om Namo, as directed by Yogi Bhajan, to vibrate the Om, the energy of the mother in the body. Because what Yogi Bhajan is saying to us right now, he's saying that he's really wanting us to vibrate that frequency of Om. And he said if you can hold that vibration in your body, that it's really going to help you make a distinction between the new energies that you're vibrating and bringing through and with the patriarchal or old paradigm energies that are falling away. And what he's telling me right now is the biggest source of confusion and not knowing what direction to go and where to walk on the mother and what Gaia wants us to do and how to get in harmony with the ascension frequencies and all these phrases that we're used to hearing, he's saying is that we need to more strongly, more than ever, vibrate Om. And more than just, okay, in the morning before our sadhana, we do our Om Namo Guru Dev Namo, which is beautiful. He says, yes, I love hearing you sing to me every morning. But he's saying during the day, too, if you feel confused and are not clear about your direction, he's saying the direction is into the heart of the mother, the heart of the feminine, the heart of the grace of God, the heart of awakening these new frequencies of getting back in touch. He's saying not only with Mother Earth, but he's saying with this rebirthing of this galactic alignment that we've been talking about. He's saying Mother Galaxy, and you know, I always think of Earth as Mother and out there is Sky, but he's saying that the whole galaxy is realigning and rebirthing, and we're moving into it's much bigger than the Earth. So he's saying that this whole frequency of birth, he's saying the more that we can chant the Om, it will hold this high frequency light in our bodies more. And that's what we're doing. Ascension basically means moving into our light bodies, into becoming more identified with who we really are. Our soul is light. Our soul comes into dense 3D in these bodies to have many experiences through our sensory system so we can learn more about who we are as creator beings. But basically, when all is said and done, we're vibrating light, we're vibrating patterns of light, and he's saying so that we don't just basically fly off the handle, to use an expression, in whatever different ways, or just fly apart. He said, but he's telling us right now, vibrate Om in your physical body all day long, or if you start feeling confused, then just take a moment and just chant Om. So we're going to go ahead and tune in with Om Namo. So bring your palms together and inhale. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. Okay. Okay, well, just go ahead and inhale and exhale, and we're just going to do some ohms, and we can do those together. This is what Yogi Bhajan is instructing us to do right now. It's just some straight ohms. Okay, so I'm going to lead it, and you can join in if you like. You can go ahead and go four ohms after me now. Go ahead, like call and answer. Good. Light out the third eye. Connect the light from your third eye with the light of the infinite, the light of your own soul and beyond. And exhale back into your body. All the way down to your feet and wiggle your toes. And send the light into the earth. Beautiful. So that's the meditation that Yogi Bhajan is giving us for this time frame. Aries and beyond, he's saying. So you chant Ong four times, and if you chant it, if you're with another person, you can do call and answer. Otherwise, just inhale four times and exhale, and at the end, projecting light out your third eye, merging with the light of your soul, and exhaling down into your feet and wiggling your toes and sending the light into Mother Earth. So he's suggesting 11 minutes a day or just whenever you need to recalibrate. So that's what he came in to tell us today, and he's saying, okay, now I can talk a little bit about the astrology. Now I have permission. Yes. As I said, everything everybody is saying correlates to this powerful new beginning time that we are in. We are in the time of Aries. Yes, the first sign of the zodiac. Aries is new beginnings, individuation. And moving into more of an individuated, that's kind of a long word, individuated expression of self. So what is the divine reflection from the stars, from the moving from 2011 to 2012, out of the Piscean into the Aquarian age? What is this individuated self that we are bringing into form? Remember, we're coming from pure light, and what matters right now is what we are bringing into form, how we're molding, how we're sculpting this pure light. And the light that's coming through the planets is the light of the divine feminine, the light of new creation, the light of breaking up patriarchal institutions, so to speak, that have enslaved people so people don't realize they're creator beings and can live a life in harmony and a life that's co-creative and not destructive to themselves or the mother. So, yes, everybody knows that Aries is new beginnings, but we have to understand what it is we're beginning right now. It's more than just another year with, okay, now the stars have moved, the planets have moved into Aries. It's more than that. This is the beginning of a new era. So we have lots of planets in Aries right now. We have four planets in Aries, and we have, we talked about March 11th that the planet Uranus moved into the sign of Aries. And this is the beginning of an 85-year cycle of a dramatic shift in our reality. So it's not just for this month, just for this 30 days. The frequencies that we're anchoring in now have long-term consequences for what we create on the planet, because we have outer planets, which are slow-moving planets. It means they're farther away from the sun. so they're slower moving. So they have, so what we bring in now has, is going to have a long-term impact. What we create now, vibrating own right now, anchoring those frequencies in and anchoring in how we want to create the world around us is going to have a long-term impact. So we feel just not this tremendous urge to create something new, but it can also feel very ominous and very overwhelming, and that's because we're feeling the influence of these, it can be experienced as heavy, slow-moving outer planets, which are right now Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are three that we're talking about. So we've talked about Uranus moving to the sign of Aries. So Uranus is the planet that can bring sudden changes. Suddenly things are really different, and one day they can be one thing, one way, and one day they can be the next. So it can be very unsettling or very exciting, or very dramatic, like we saw with what happened, what's still happening in the earth changes in Japan. They're still having tremors and quakes. So that's also a sign of Uranus. But it's definitely causing the breakup of old systems, the breakup of energies that no longer work. And we did a call on our last call for the beings that have left, and the beings that have left are being well taken care of on the other side, and we all leave sooner or later, so it's just to help us understand there's a bigger picture going on, and it's not that we're trying to only say that being in the physical body is the best form. It's one form, and we want to be here as long as we can, to have as many experiences as we can and to do our work here and to help anchor in these new frequencies. But also it's to have a bigger perspective that the people that have left are being well taken care of on the other side. It's not like, oh, now they're, you know, abandoned or something. No, they've moved on. There's angelic beings, guides that are with them, that are helping them heal and helping them find their place in their light body. So there is a bigger plan at work, and that also, to be able to hold that bigger perspective is also important, because if we don't, we can tend to get really discouraged about what's going on. We need to have a clear understanding of these changes and look at the broader and the vaster cycles and the bigger picture into which these changes are occurring. So another planet that's influencing us now is Neptune, the planet of dreams. And Neptune's just moved back into Pisces, which is its home planet after 165 years of circling the zodiac. So you see, we don't have 360 days. For Neptune, it takes 165 years to circle the zodiac. And then we have Pluto, which we've talked a lot about, Plutonian influences, the guardian of the underworld. In 2008, returned to the sign of Capricorn. So the first time, this hasn't happened since the U.S. was founded in 1776. So this gives you an example of, not only are we dealing with new beginnings and Aries energy right now at this time in the zodiac, we're dealing with slow-moving planets that are initiating sweeping changes that are influencing us all. So I said this can be the cause of a lot of confusion or heaviness or the gravity of the situation. Yes, it is important, but we don't want to be weighed down by it, and the Aum meditation is going to help us retain that sense of self, that sense of who we really are, that sense of vibrating with the mother, the sense of vibrating with the divine feminine as we move through the influence of these slow-moving outer planets that are bringing forth feminine energies. Neptune and Pluto are bringing forth Capricorn and Pisces are bringing forth these more fluid energies. But remember, for these energies to come through illusions have to be shattered. The illusion of not being free, as an example, of the illusion that some of the structures that have been oppressive. So while we're breaking up duality, we're also bringing in new energy, so it can be a really confusing time. It can be a time of excitement and a time of feeling really stuck in old energy. So all of it's going on. And so while the old is being shattered, we're being called to create something new, what new dreams we want to bring through. But the new is not crystallized. The new isn't here yet in a comfortable, familiar fashion. So we're almost like treading water with this with the Pisces, with the Neptune and the Pisces. It's almost like we're swimming through the muck, and the water hasn't cleared yet, but we're swimming. We've been thrown into the pool, and we haven't reached the shore. So it's just time to take a breath and to anchor in the Om for consolidation. And this is going to help us. This is going to help us really stay centered during this time. So from April 1st to May 10th, during this time frame, there's five or more planets in the sign of Aries throughout this whole time period. So it's a time to really say, yes, it's a time to individuate, it's a time to come into my own powers, it's a time to pull in my own projections, it's a time to look at my own fears and say, this is a pivotal time from the Piscean to the Aquarian age, to really recognize the ability and why I'm here on the planet, that it's my destiny and I have the power, the strength, and the ability to anchor in these new frequencies, to dream a new dream, to be the new dream, to share this dream with others, to meditate, and to break up duality. So whatever is changing in the way of life outside of us or the way of life inside of us, whatever goals we have, whatever ambitions we have, it's time to remember that the bigger vision, the bigger picture, which is what these outer planets are showing us. It's the time to remember that we're just on Gaia for a short time, on Mother Earth for a short time, and we play a role in this, but there's bigger forces at work. So as we breathe and do our meditations, we can connect with this bigger cycle of time, these bigger frequencies, and that's going to take us out of feeling that we're individual and separate. So the key here is to say yes, with all these planets in Aries, it's a time of feeling our individual self. And that individual self can feel separate. But as we breathe and know that we're part of a bigger journey, we're part of a destiny to bring our gifts to the planet and then to leave the planet, as we feel that connection with all of creation, we can feel our peace connected with the whole rather than feeling alienated and alone. So that's really what I want you to be aware of, that almost like trap or that danger of falling into this feeling of being separate and alone. Yes, no, it is a time of individuation, so you can get really focused on who you are and what you want to create and not be lost in the projections of the past of what somebody else has created. But it's not a time to feel separate. It is a time to feel connected with the bigger picture. So this is the larger historical perspective that we need to live in. And this is the mood that we want to create, the connection, the mood of connection, as we support each other in bringing forth our individual gifts and our individual destinies. And what I really experienced when I was in Ecuador, one of the things that I experienced is, as I said, you know, a few minutes ago, yes, I experienced this pristine beauty. It's a very mountainous country, and we actually drove from the south where we were staying in Vilcabamba Valley, which is a center of longevity and of beautiful energies, all the way north up to Quito, where we flew out of Quito. We took a little road trip the last few days. And I just experienced tremendous beauty driving through all these very curvy mountainous roads and sometimes bumpy, and it was raining, and at one point there was just a big rock slide, and we're just driving through these mountainous roads, and we just had to stop and wait for the road to be cleared, which took, you know, very relaxed hour and a half or so. So there's a pace of being more connected, more relaxed, more in tune with nature, and I stayed in Vilcabamba with some people who ran a bed and breakfast, and they serve raw food. That's their contribution. They teach people how to eat really healthy food. So they totally nurtured and kept feeding me all this beautiful raw food, and I sat on their porch with this beautiful vista of the mountains, 360 degrees all around, and rainbows and rain, and so I felt an awe-inspiring sense of beauty. And the other thing that I also noticed was that when energies, like people had opinions or whatever, they got people that were stuck in duality, it became very apparent. It became more clear where duality was and where the purity was. So I got more of a contrast. And I realized that part of what we're really doing and what we have the ability to do is to break up duality just with our thought forms, with our light, with our breath, with our meditating and clearing our minds every day, and our connection through our third eyes with infinity, that act alone, if you just, everybody that meditates every day, and I know everybody does, and everybody that tunes into the light every day, that is so powerful, that one thing that we're doing right now on the planet right now is breaking up this lower dense frequency of dualistic thinking, either or, right, wrong, identifying with beliefs, identifying with projections, somebody out there is this way or that way, identifying with the verb to be, like she is this way or he is that way. Those are all just projections, and those are duality thought forms. So what we're coming back to during this time of individuation, during this time of Uranus and Aries, and Libra and Saturn, is we're coming back to owning our own power as a collective, and you can, you know, notice people around you in your own individual lives, but it's a time to draw back into the pure power, the pure creative beauty of the mother, the sacredness of the mother, and to drop this idea of that something out there is a certain way. We're in flux. The models of psychology where somebody's an authority and they analyze what's going outside of them without really relating to their own individual experience, that's what we're moving into, everybody's individual experience being important, so that we can co-create together. We can own that everybody in human form has the power to move into the light, whether they know it or not, or wherever they, however advanced they are, or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's more like just acknowledging each person has that ability to radiate light from their mind. And that's the place where we are with these planets right now. And that's what we're anchoring in. We're anchoring in individuation in a way that sees everybody as powerful and acknowledges everybody's experience. And we may want to talk about something, but we can practice talking about it from our own experience rather than labeling. So that's one thing I noticed when I was there. When people were labeling and doing different things, or when I was doing it, it became really clear. There was such a contrast with this purity of the mother energy. And so I just noticed more what we're going into, and I noticed the rhythm and the calmness and the gentleness. Although it was raining and it was this and it was that, still, I was more caught up and more aware of the rhythms of nature and the cleansing power of nature. Of course, I was eating raw food, and I did get sick for a couple of days detoxing, but just so much cleansing. And I came back just feeling all these kind of like kundalini energies moving through my body, and this desire, like this coiled energy and this sort of these images of snakes. But it was a beautiful image. It was just a kundalini snake moving through my body, and I just noticed that energy definitely got unleashed more in my physical body. And we had a great time visiting the rainforest, and I was taken on several different tours, and I thought it was really interesting. And just walking around on the tours and being shown, just every plant has a purpose. This plant heals high blood pressure. This plant heals this. This plant's for that. And one of the days, I went on a tour of the rainforest in Puyo. It was by people that had actually restored. They'd taken a field that had been where the rainforest had been cut down. There's a lot of the rainforest has been cut down to grow sugarcane. And they'd taken a field that had been cut down, and in 30 years, they had regrown, I think it was actually about 30 acres, they had regrown the rainforest. And the person that had done this had actually contacted National Geographic quite a few times to get this documented by them, but they didn't even believe that it could be done. And it was so beautiful to see the transformation, and we were shown all the different plants, and there was two young college students, two young ladies from Vermont, Green Mountain University, Vermont, and they were showing there was this one beautiful flower that had this huge orange blossom, and they were saying they were especially interested in studying this plant because that plant had the ability to, was natural birth control for women, and if you, I guess, ate this plant or a tincture of this plant, I'm not exactly sure how they prepared it, they said a certain amount, the young lady wouldn't get pregnant for 2 years, and if you ate too much, you would never get pregnant, so of course you would want to be careful. And but these are the kinds of information that indigenous people used to use, and right now they're saying they were sharing one of the reasons they were interested in studying this, and they were both botany students bringing this knowledge back, was they were saying in Ecuador, if you had an abortion, you could be thrown in jail for 3 to 5 years, and they were saying, well, they didn't feel that this really went along with women's rights and women's having control over their own bodies. And I did notice that a lot of the culture in Ecuador was around, I saw all these young girls, everybody, you know, babies, babies, babies. And so while it's beautiful, that fertility and that love and giving birth is wonderful, yet it's also beautiful to have a choice and to be able to take care of the babies that you have, as we know. So that's an example of this giving rise to the gifts and being able to accept the gifts that the mother's giving us and to know how to work with the earth and work with Gaia so that everything can stay in balance. And that's what we're doing right now. We're bringing the masculine and feminine into balance. No, we're not going from patriarchy to matriarchy. No, we're going into a balance. And the Saturn in Libra says, where is that balance in each one of us? Where is that masculine-feminine balance in each one of us? So we're not projecting our need for whatever, a father outside of us or a mother outside of us. No, we're finding our own synthesis inside our own bodies, inside our own being, so we can live in harmony with ourselves and we can live in harmony with Earth and we can move back into the sacred balance of life. That's what we're moving into. So think about whatever brings balance for you on an individual basis. It's really important. If you feel too stressed out at work or feel pulled here or pulled there by another person, it's time just to maybe even journal or think about, okay, what's going to bring balance for me? Because remember, this is the process with all the Aries of individuating and getting clear and coming back into our own selves and our power. What's going to bring balance for me right now in my life? And then it's going to allow you to share those gifts with others into the world. This is part of what we're doing. It's moving into a time where we're balanced with the earth, not dominating, not exploiting the earth, not exploiting each other. It's a time of sacred renewal and sacred balance and sacred reorganization. This is what we're doing. This is a turning point. This specific month of April 2011 is a turning point. It's not just another April. It's a whole new cycle of beginnings where we're reconnecting with the sacredness of all life. We're rebirthing the sacredness of life. We're rebirthing the sacredness of all of life. That's what we're doing. This entire month, we're looking at anchoring this in. We're looking at releasing the past. We're looking at moving into a time when we stop dominating life and we realize that we can work in connection with life. So that's one of the big energies that I really experienced directly on the trip. And the vision that I got before I left, which I'm now wanting to move forward into now, was, and I've been asking some people that I've been doing sessions with, but to work with a group of women that want to journal and write and maybe draw, maybe work with ancient archetypical symbols of the goddess, and want to work with me. So we're going to start activating women's voices, but out of this balanced way, out of these astrological energies that are coming through, out of these new archetypes that we're bringing through onto the planet. Because it's important. I was showing the power over the spring equinox, the power of us as women recreating ourselves and giving a voice to our struggles and the archetypes that we're working with, and to work together as a group. So I'll have another call for, we'll have people that want to join this, and we'll work together to journal, to write about the struggle and the triumphs and the breakthroughs that we're having with these issues. And as I said, even drawing these ancient symbols of the goddess, whether it's the circular spiral snake or some of the archetypical images that have been the early primal images of what the natural goddess, the full-bodied goddess, looked like. And a lot of people have necklaces with the different goddess images. I was just getting the power of giving a voice to women and talking about some of these archetypical goddess images and working on that together. And then we'll compile, we'll have a compilation book, and we'll put that together. So it's going to be a little project for us. It's time to take Shakti. We'll still do these calls where we go over the energies that are coming through on the planet, so we know what we're anchoring in and working with. But this is going to be my next step, my next expansion, my new Aries energy that I'm being directed. So if you want to join that, you can let me know. And I'll set out on Shakti activation a time. We might do it on Skype. Or maybe the phone, but some people are from out of the country. I'm not sure exactly how we'll do that, but you can give me your feedback about that. You can even give me your feedback at the end of this call if you want to, and we'll talk about it again next week. But it's going to bring through a lot. There's a lot of energies that are streaming through about that, and this is going to be the next step in your Shakti activation, and our Shakti activation is going to be taking it to the next level. So that's one thing I'm working with, and I'm really excited to work with you all on that. It's going to help everybody move to their next level too. So we do have a lot of guys with us right now that are going to be working with us on that. So if you want to work with the power of the group and the power of the guides to help you get to your next level, then maybe that's the group for you. So we're going to go ahead and do our Rama Dasa. The awe, opening up the heart, opening up the mother energies, connecting with Gaia with this chant, allowing the energy to come up through a chakra, through our body, projecting out our third eye, and then coming back, spiraling back down into the earth. So here we go, and then we'll check in after this. Thank you. inhale. Project light out the third eye, breaking up dense thought forms, duality. Anything that you want to release within your own psyche. Beautiful. And exhale, let it go, let it go, let it go. Wiggle your toes, connect with the earth, and slowly come back. Bringing the breath up, connecting with your heart, connecting your heart with your third eye, projecting love out and love in.